Oh, sure, Kyle. You play one of my favorite Eagles songs while JR is waiting, and I'm already late getting to him.
Sorry about that, JR.
No, you're not. Let's go right to the phones. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fans. And let's go right to the phones because he's one of our favorite people. We don't want to make him wait. JR Pierce from Colorado Clays. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, Terry. Hey, thanks for that apology. I know it was sincere.
Yeah. You know, we could have been friends. It just never worked out. I don't know why.
Right.
Hey, JR, I want to talk about turkey hunting at patterning and handling your shotgun. But before I get to that, one of the things we preach on this show is about hunting is don't get ready when a hunting season comes. Be ready when it comes. And this is the time of the year that a lot of guys, or guys and gals, a lot of people, are training their bird dogs, whether it's upland game, waterfowl. You guys are dog friendly out there, and it's a great place to get dogs used to the shotgun, isn't it?
Yeah, Terry, and you're right. And that's just another great example of the large scope of usefulness that Colorado Clays has to the Colorado outdoorsmen and women. And we always talk about the more obvious aspects of Colorado Clays, like our, you know, state-of-the-art rifle and pistol, our training trap, our ATA trap fields, our skeet fields, wobble trap, sporting, all of the corporate and fundraising shooting events we host and can sign up, individual group training for rifle, pistol, shotgun, sighting clinics, concealed carry, and much, much more, Terry. But we don't often really talk enough about the fact that of the thousands and thousands of people visiting Colorado Clays each year, a large percentage of them are hunters with hunting dogs. And with Colorado Clays being a very dog-friendly facility, as you said, we actually help many of these people out with different stages of training of their dogs, whether they are upland or waterfowl hunters. And although we don't have specific dog training areas and such, as long as our customers keep their pets leashed and under control, they're welcome to bring them out. Now, certainly, Terry, the most common visit is bringing a hunting pup out, and that is to get them accustomed to the report of a firearm. And the great thing about Colorado Clays is that you can actually start this process at a distance, meaning maybe out in the parking lot, and slowly work closer to these sounds. And as the pup begins to associate these sounds with fun and a good time, the training process becomes easier. Because I think we've all been there where the first time out, we get a loud report right over the dog and he gets gun-shy. So that is one of the really good benefits, and I see that all the time. Of course, another situation we see is people bringing hunting out dogs out to be around those familiar shot sounds, but develop the understanding that there will not always be a bird to retrieve because of it. And I think we've seen that before. You know, some come up, miss a shot, the dog is certain there's a bird, and we have trouble getting them back. So I see a lot of folks doing that as well. It's kind of a no-bird communication that can be helpful to dogs that may already have some experience. And, you know, Terry, I think finally, any time you can spend in an environment different than the normal develops that relationship between the dog and the owner. So it's always a win-win coming out with a pup or a hunting dog to Colorado Clays.
Well, one of the things I never had an issue was my dog expecting there to be a bird when I shot.
Well, yeah, that would be some great training for that one, right?
Yeah, he just would kind of look at me like, again? Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. No, it is, you know, all kidding aside, you know, it's hard to find a place where you can get dogs used to the report of a firearm. And if you're training a gun dog, obviously that's critical. And for Colorado Clays to offer that kind of opportunity along with everything else, it's just a great place to go. And I'm sure you probably know some dog trainers and people too that you can put people in touch with.
Yeah, you know, we do, Terry. We have a lot of our customers, a lot of our associates that are in the industry. Some of them are, you know, planted bird hunts, some of them are dog trainers. So we'll always refer anybody wanting an extra tip when they're training their dog, certainly to one of the high-end people around the state here. And, you know, Terry, on that note, A lot of folks just don't like leaving the dog home when they come out for a day at Colorado Clays. And I will say we have a lot of dogs that have never seen a bird or heard of a bird that come out rather than leaving them at the house or rather than leaving them locked up. Bring them with you. Take them for a walk around the parking lot. Take turns shooting. It's just always good, and we love the animals here. Always welcome.
You bet. I want to switch gears on you real quick. We are right up against it. Turkey season starts next weekend, I believe. And yes, there's still people that maybe aren't sure. They haven't patterned their gun, or they frantically couldn't find the ammunition that they needed, or they're worried about they have the wrong gauge of shotgun. What can you do to help those people out?
Well, Terry, our pattern board's been going here lately. Lots of folks getting ready, and I totally applaud them for doing that because it's the right thing to do. And, of course, we talked about the reasons for patterning a gun. Point of aim, point of impact. So just confirm that your gun, where you're aiming it, where you're pointing it, is where you're hitting, and make adjustments as needed beforehand. Of course, determining our effective distance is very important as well, meaning that our pattern density with the choke, gun, and ammo combination will make the shot that you want. And, of course, in 2021, Terry, we're being limited by ammo and choke availability. So sometimes you got to think out the box. And I believe I mentioned this. I had a guy couldn't get the 12-gauge ammo he wanted. So he went ahead and got a custom choke, found some really good 20-gauge turkey loads, and I will say it's the best 45-yard pattern with a 20-gauge that I think I have ever seen. He had over 20 pellets on target. And the reason, he knew he didn't have what he wanted, and he made adjustments, came to Colorado Clays, and we got that gun dialed in. 100% certain that anything under 45, he'll be cleaning. One thing also, Terry, we talked about this last time, and I can't emphasize this enough because we see it over, is practicing your shot sequence. And by that, I mean establish your shooting position, whether you're going to be sitting, standing, sticks, whatever it may be, target acquisition. So from that position, acquire your target. Judging distance, this is something that is priceless at the Colorado Clays patterning area, is that it allows you to adjust distance from your shooting position to your target. Again, confirming a good gun mount and a proper sight picture when you do bring the gun up. Safety manipulation doesn't sound like a big deal, but turning your safety on and off during this process, I see it all the time. Folks come out, they go to do it, they squeeze, nothing there. So getting that safety manipulation as part of your shot sequence, very important. And then, of course, that smooth trigger squeeze, a good follow-through, which is important on any shot, and confirm that things are working like they need to, and it will make a lot of times the difference between success and failure, because oftentimes that window when we're in the field is shorter than we want it to be.
Well, I want to go through that shot sequence even a little more. You talked about the safety. One of the things they teach in self-defense is if you have a safety on your gun, like if you're using a 1911 type handgun where you have a thumb safety on it, they'll teach you to practice always bringing the gun up, taking the safety off. You shoot the way you practice. If you don't practice taking that safety off, just like turkey hunting, if you think, well, I'm just going to shoot, but when I'm out there, I'll have the safety on. Boy, if you pull that trigger and it doesn't go off, your timing gets so messed up, it can mess up the entire rest of the shot.
Totally agree, Terry. And that is true whether you're shooting a pistol, a rifle, or a shotgun. Whatever you're doing, and it doesn't matter if it's recreational, competitive, or in the field, developing the pattern and the sequence of a shot will absolutely pay off in the long run. And we see it all the time. I've done it myself. I know you have. And there's no better way to get around having an opportunity lost, a target missed, a competition, whatever the case, lost, because you are not familiar with your gun and your shot sequence.
Yeah, and practice the way you're going to shoot. Practice with that safety off so you learn to turn it on before you shoot, so it becomes automatic. Otherwise, I've seen people turn their safety on before they shoot. They already had it. I mean, it's just, you just got, you're going to shoot the way you practice. JR, we got to run, but if people want to get a hold of you, tell them how they find Colorado Clays.
Please give us a call, 303-659-7117. We can get you going with any question, or feel free to visit the website, coloradoclays.com. Take the virtual tour to check out the facility. And again, Tara, we always look forward to seeing everyone, and we'll take care of whatever your needs are.
All right, my friend. You and I will get out fishing very soon, too. We've got to look forward to that.
Agreed, Terry.
All right. Have a good rest of the weekend, my friend.
You as well. Thanks.
J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. Just great people. If you're looking to do some shooting, do some practicing, if you're getting ready for turkey hunting, he has compiled so much information on patterning and shots and chokes. Just spending some time talking to him is going to help you so much. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.